More than 100,000 Americans are dying from drug overdoses every year. For the first time, the Biden administration has unveiled a national system designed to track opioid overdoses in real time. Officials say the data will improve the public health response and help save lives. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann reports.
Since the opioid crisis began in the late 90s, federal agencies have struggled to track drug overdoses. Information's often spotty and months or years out of date. Critics say the lack of data is crippling efforts to help people. Here's Congressman David Trone from Maryland.
It is absolutely a monstrous failure of government to be able to report on real time what's happening, and the excuses are unending.
This morning, the Biden administration moved to close that data gap, launching a new website that will report non-fatal overdoses nationwide involving opioids like heroin, prescription pain pills, and fentanyl. The information is being collected by EMS first responders across the country and will be updated quickly every 2 weeks.
We have never had a national picture of this type.
Dr. Rahul Gupta heads the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. Speaking with reporters, he said this data, gathered at the county level, will guide a more targeted, effective response in communities where overdoses are spiking.
We could be seeing tens of thousands of additional lives saved, and this will allow us to get there.
This overdose data system still won't be comprehensive. It tracks only opioids, not other drugs. It also doesn't include information about drug overdoses gathered from other sources, such as hospitals and university researchers. Still, addiction experts say this will be an important tool. Erin Artigiani is at the Center for Substance Abuse Research at the University of Maryland.
I think it's a big step, and it's an important first step. I think it's crucial to have complete and relatively real-time data. I think that's something that researchers and policymakers alike have been talking about for some time now.
The stakes are high. A study released this year by the medical journal The Lancet predicted the U.S. will see another 1.2 million opioid overdose deaths by the end of this decade. The hope is with better, faster information, a lot of those lives can be saved. Brian Mann, NPR News.